Up to Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the whole sugya started about a person, Rabbi Elazar Zayeh, is responsible for his neighbor because he didn't stop him. And if you have an ability to be meicha somebody, you can. And even if you don't know for sure they're going to listen to you, you have to be meicha unless you know 100% they're not going to. Then Taisa says, we say sometimes mutiv yeshayigin. So now we're going through a number of people that we think committed avedis, and we interpret, like Reuven, that they didn't actually commit any avedis, or the children of Eli and the children of Shmuel. Now we're up to David HaMelech, the famous David HaMelech, the illustrious David HaMelech. Says the Gemara, and we had a few times this Gemara, like in Bava Metzia and other places, regarding David HaMelech. Amar Shmuel ba Nachmeni, Rav Shmuel, the son of Nachmeni, said, Amar Rabbi Enison, and then Rabbi Enison, Kola Oime David Chata Ein Elotaya, just like we said before by Reuven. Anyone who says that David HaMelech sinned is making an error. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, Vayhi David l'chol darkoi, that David in all his ways, maskil v'Hashem imay. No way we would have said Hashem imay, that Hashem is with him, if David committed a sin. And we're talking about the sin with Bathsheba, if he sinned with her before, while she was still a married woman to Uriah. Says, if he would have sinned, would the Abish still be sitting with him? Elamani Mekayim, I read through the Tanakh, it sounds clearly, it says in Moshe Nosanovi told him, Madua Bazisa es Devar Hashem, why did you insult the word of Hashem, Lasas Hara, to do the bad, Be'enai in my eyes. What do you mean? So we say, Shebikesh, the Gemara answers, Shebikesh Lasas, V'lo Yasa. He wanted to have relations with her before she received the get. Because what happened was usually it was soon as the Gemara, they used to give a get before they went to the war. In this case, Uriah was so, you know, was such a haste to go to the front that he didn't have a chance to send her a get. He only sent it to her once he arrived at the front. And the get was, according to Rashi, as we'll see in the Gemara in a minute, he gave a get saying that if I don't return, then you are a free woman. If I get killed, I don't care, whatever it is. And so therefore, we say, call Yitzchak Mechamidon, give the conditional get, and therefore he wanted to commit a sin. At the end, he didn't because he sent the get to her. And therefore, in retrospective, she was a free woman. Amarav, Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the Asim with David, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was a descendant of David HaMelech, Mahapesh V'Doris Chusei. Believe it or not, he decided to advocate on behalf of his grandfather. We already had the Gemara Ksuvos, by the way, that Rebbe does not come from the main the dynasty of David. He comes from Avital, from a different one, and not from the main one. And also, in other places, it says Rebbe comes from Shevet Binyamin. So this is from his mother's side. Yeah. And this is how the Rebbe teaches. This is different. This Aveda is different. All other Avedas. In what way? The way it's written. It says, and they did what's evil in the eyes of Hashem. He wanted to do. He wanted to do, but he actually didn't do because she received the get later, which is retroactive. Now, let's continue about it. Also, then the Pasuk continues, and the Pasuk says that why you insult Hashem with Uriah, he said, this is what did you do wrong? First of all, as Uriah Hachiti, he kisa becharev, you killed, more or less, you killed Uriah Hachiti with a sword. Why was he accused of that? So besides being accused of having marital relations or adultery, he's also accused of, with a married woman, he's also accused of killing Uriah Achiti. What do you mean he killed? Because he sent him to the front. You should have judged him in Sanhedrin. You claim that he was a traitor, that he committed treason, not a traitor, he committed treason, then you should have judged him in a court. Even though a king has a right to, you still need a court, except you don't need how, you don't have to contemplate it. Once the court decided he's guilty, you don't say, okay, let's wait and see whether we can undo that, but he goes straight away. But he still should have, this consulted with the court. There's Ishta, and the second thing he did was, there's Ishta lekachta lecha l'isha, and this woman you took. Lekachta is a word, kiyikach ishisha is a word that we normally use for betrothal. So lekuchin yesh lachba. And actually, when you took her, the kedushin was chal because she wasn't married. Now, why wasn't she married? Because Amar Shmuel Achmei Aminuson, Amar Shmuel Achmei Zanei Rabbi Aminuson, like also Kolayoytzel Mechamed Beis David, the famous sicher for the Rebbe Rashab. Anybody goes to war, Beis David, Koisiv Gret Krisiz LeIshta, he would write a get to his wife. Shenema. So the pasuk is a said as charitzia cholov ha'ela tovik should bring the sara elif. There's a chicha tifkei l'sholom. There's arvasam tikach. This is what Dovin Melech was instructed to do. It says asuravasam tikach. What do you mean arvasam? Take that over with. What's arvasam? To Rabbi Yehi, it's vodim hamuravim beinoy lebeinoy. The things that make people together and which is kedushin. Take the get with you that you should cancel through a get. So you bring it back from the war. Bring it back with you. So Tosfos has a major problem with the way Rashi learns. So Rashi learns basically was a conditional get. You gave a get, and the condition, if I don't return after the war by a certain time, then you're a free woman, retrospectively. Tosfos asks, the din, however, is, the Gemara actually talks about it. If somebody gives a get to his wife and says, if I don't return in 12 months, and so on, what's the din during these 12 months? And the halach is that during these 12 months, she's still treated as a married woman. So how did David HaMelech excuse himself that he was able to live with Bathsheba because it was a get that became retrospective, but at the time she was a married woman. So Taisa therefore learns they didn't give conditional gittin, they actually gave valid gittin, and they would get remarried again, but it was immoral for what Dovid HaMelech did, because the intention of that get was not really to divorce, it was just to protect her in case he doesn't come back. But technically, definitely she was divorced at the time. Any other achareim were here for defending Rashi. Then the next thing he accused him is the last thing was Uriah Chiti, Bathsheba, and the Oisoy Harakta Becher of Bnei Amon. You killed him with the sword of Bnei Amon. What? How does that work? Macher of Bnei Amon. This is what he meant to say. Just like Cher of Bnei Amon, Iatanen Shalov, that when you kill over there and you're at war, you don't get killed. You're not guilty. Af Uriah Chiti, Iatanen Shalov. By sending him to the front, you don't get punished. My time. But why did Dovnoch have the right to tell the Uriah Chiti go to the front? Moirid ben Malchus Haba. He committed treason. How? The Amalek, it's amazing. David HaMelech told him, David HaMelech wanted, his plan was, the way he pushed the reading in Tanakh was, that he should come home, live with his wife, and then, because she fell pregnant, and then they would say that the child, there was no DNA tests in those days, she would attribute the child to Uriah HaChiti. He would attribute the child to Uriah HaChiti as well. However, when he told Uriah HaChiti to go home, Uriah stayed by the palace and go home, and he asked, why don't you go home? And she said, you want me to go home? He says, my master Yoav, and all of his servants are out there in the field, and I should go home and have a good time and eat and drink and be merry. It's just not right. So where's the Moed ben Malchus? Not so much that he didn't listen, but more that his word, the Amalei v'Adoni Yoav, he called Yoav Adoni. And in front of David HaMelech, you have no right. In front of a king, you cannot call anybody else your master because they're all subjects of his. And that was a treason. That's how Rashi learns. Or others say, because he said, what do you call it? Others say, Pashta Pshada didn't listen. He refused to go home and to be with his wife when the king told him to. And that's Medina Malchus. And others say the fact that he mentioned Yoyah first. But regardless, since he was a Meir Malchus, David had a right to send him to the front. Amarav kemayenet bebe David. If you look in the life of David, you'll find the mishkachet bebar meuriah. You'll find the pasuk says clearly that he was not culpable for what happened. Anything else, any other aveda, except he was not guilty of any other aveda except what he did with Uriah. How do I know that? Because it says in the pasuk David did everything right in the eyes of Hashem. Never turned or deviated from what the Abishah told him. Rak bedvar Uriah hachiti. The only thing he did wrong was the matter of Uriah hachiti, but not Bathsheba. It's the matter that he sent Uriah hachiti to the front without giving him, without going through a din Torah or going to a Sanhedrin. That was it. And remember the whole story we had in Mor Shabbos before, that the gates of the Beis HaMidrash didn't open only in the Schus of David HaMelech, to prove to everyone that Abish was Meichelim for everything that happened. So they gave him a hard time till the very end. Abaye, Kshisha, Abaye, the old one, Rami, was asked a question of Rav on Rav. Not sure who Abaye Kshisha was. Mi Amar Rav Hochi, did Rav say that what? David was a tzaddik and did nothing wrong. Because Rav said here, if you look into David's life, the only thing wrong was Uriah. V'homer Rav kibul David Lashon Hara. Another sin that he did was he accepted Lashon Hara about Shaul HaMelech's family. Kashya, that's not a problem. But maybe what we're talking about here is in the story of Bathsheba, that the only thing that was wrong in that entire story was what he sent, that he sent Uriah Chiti to the front. But not what happened with Bathsheba. What's my Lashon Hara? Gufa, let's analyze what happened there. Rav Omer, Rav says, we're talking about Tziva. Tziva was a servant of the house of Shaul, and then he came and told David Melech all kinds of stories, and David Melech believed him. and Bibbosh the Yonis' son was alive. Rav Amar Kibul David Lashon Hara, love it, except Lashon Hara. It says the pasuk, Melech, the king said to him, Eifahu, the king said to him, where is he? And he's in the house of Mocher ben Amiel. Beloy Dover, we're going to translate without anything. He's an empty vessel. He doesn't know how to learn Torah. He's an Amoritz. But it says in Vayishlach HaMelech, the king went to summon Bipi Boishes. Vayichei took him the base Mocher ben Amiel. Meloy Dover. And Meloy Dover means he's full of Torah. It was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So Tziva actually lied. He put down his former masters, Bipi Boishes. So David Rey knew he's a liar. And yet he believed him when he said something nasty about Mipi Boishes, that Mipi Boishes was not really prepared to subjugate himself for David HaMelech. Merdi Chazi, the Shikrav, David clearly saw that Tziba was a liar. He's Kihadar Alshin a liar when he told him later some stories about Mipi Boishes when David ran away from Avshalom and then eventually he came back to the Shalayim and he was told that Mipi Boishes was very unhappy that you came back to the Shalayim. David believed him. And he said, well, you don't deserve anything. My time, why do they believe in the Chesiv? It says, where is the son of your master? Where is Yonis and son? He said, in Yerushalayim. He said to him, he's sitting in Yerushalayim, and so on. And he's very unhappy that you're there. It says, the king said to Tziva, you know what I'll do? Take everything that belongs to me, Bibashis. I'm giving you over all the properties that belong to Bibashis, I'm giving it to you. Which means he believed Tziva, and Tziva he believed was a loyal servant, and all he was a cunning, sly, treacherous person. And Bibashis, he sort of punished. Tziva said, Ishtachavesi, that I bow down, Emtzachem Yamelech, I'm so happy that I found charm in the eyes of the king. So you see clearly, David accepted him. That was the Rav said David's other Aveda, that he believed Tziva against Bibashis, even though he knew that he was a liar. The others who say that he didn't commit any other sin. So what about the story of Tziva? Did he believe Tziva? Shmuel says, he didn't believe a word Tziva said, but he saw with his own eyes. He saw telltale signs that appeared to him that Mipi Boishes wasn't really prepared to be loyal to David HaMelech. What's the story? After he killed Avshalom and David came back to Yerushalayim, he saw that Mipi Boishes was totally unkempt. Didn't shave his mustache or trim his mustache a little bit. And it looked like Tziva was very upset that David was successful. And he came back. And therefore, he decided from what he saw, usually if you go greet a king, you get all dressed up. He saw he was not dressed up, like he just came, you know, out of, he's so depressed. Why? Because David, so therefore he accepted that David HaMelech, that Mipoesha was very unhappy that David was successful. And what happened was, we'll soon see that David HaMelech gave half of his property away. And Mipi Boishes then said some things that he said, why you only have given the whole thing already? Because the whole thing is a waste of time. As from from that conversation, he also recognized there's something right here. As Gemara will soon explain. Says the Gemara, and even though Chatzchil David HaMelech said, I'll give half, and then he changed his mind and gave whole, because when he said, I'll give half, was more a grant to see Mipi Boishes' answer. When he saw the response, he didn't change his mind. Chatzchil never intended to give it. He wanted to see what his response was. It's like a conditional, and therefore he gave it all to Tziva. What's the story? Tziva said, "Mivoyishes ben Shaul Yom Yamela lost her agla, lost his fama. He began to keep it. He didn't wash his clothes. He was totally unkempt and disheveled." Uksiv, and it says in Pasuk, "Vahiki bo Yishlam Dovik came Yishlam Likar." Which I mean, Mivoyishes came Likar the Melech, and he went to greet the king. "Vayem la Melech, lama lo yalachti imi Mivoyishes? Why don't you come with me?" "Vayem," he said, "Adoni Melech Avdi Rimani, my servant Tziva tricked me." He said to me, I said to him, go ahead and saddle my donkey. I should go and ride on it. I want to go greet you because I'm limping, I can't walk. So I asked him to saddle my donkey, but he didn't. He went and informed upon me all kinds of stories. But you should know that I treat you like a malach lekim. Whatever you want. I said, why you speak more? I already said that Tziva is a good guy. I'll say you're a good guy. I'm taking half of what you own. I'm giving it to him. The bird gets so angry. Why take only half? Give him all of it. Since you came home peacefully at home, so therefore, you know, take all of it. Do whatever you want. Amalani Amarti. Mosai Tov B'Shalom. No, what he's saying is, I thought, I couldn't wait till you come back peacefully, you'd be safe.
And the Ata Oisi Lakad, this is how you reward me, by taking away half of my property, giving it to my servant. Then he said, I don't have time to see David HaMelech. El Amisha V'Acha B'Shalom, the Eibishter, for bringing you B'Shalom, this is how I get rewarded. Ha'ayinu D'Chsiv, there's another passage where it describes him, it says that Ben Yonason, Mipipoish is the son of Yonason, and instead of calling him Mipipoish, it calls him Riv Baal. Called him Riv Baal, the Chid Baal, Shmoy Rav Baish Shmoy. He's not called Riv Baal, Yonason is the son of Mipipoish. El Motoich Sha'osam Riba, in Bailov, because he started an argument with the owner, with Abish himself, Yotzah Baskar, Natsa Bar Natsa, that you who trying to make quarrel with the son of your of someone else, Shaul, your grandson, because of Bar, of Shaul, also argue with me, is what? Is therefore you deserve to be punished, and you lose your whole land. The mismatched Baish we had in the Brachas was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, that he's called me Baish because he used to embarrass David HaMelech and Halacha. He knew a lot better than David. Natsa Hadama, we just said. This is what we just said. He said Abish is at fault. Bar Natsa, the Chsi, by Yavish Allah, you know, by Yorba Nachal, he argued by Nachal, he argued over there, Joshua Melch, and says, just like by one person got killed, murdered, we don't know by who, and yet we bring the Egla Rufa by the Nachal Eisen. So surely, that over here, the Amalek, why kill everybody? What do the youngsters do? Why kill people? Every human's life is so valuable. Why are we killing all the youngsters? He was discussing the sakim of Nachal of Egla Rufa, which is brought to the Nachal Esel. Says the came out, which is very unfair, and he said, "You're going to lose half of your asset." That's what you're thinking of the royal family, that their assets can be divided with their servants. We'll do the same to you. Your dynasty is going to be divided, split between Malki Yisrael and Malki Yehuda. And they go further. If David would not have believed Tziva, this goes back to what the Nav said before, that he believed that David HaMelech accepted the Lashon Hara. All these terrible things that happened would never have happened if he would wouldn't have split the kingdom, and the Avodah Zarah was when Yeravam brought Avodah Zarah to instead of going to Aliyah to the Shalim, he put these Eglah Azov there, as if they did Avodah Zarah, and we would not have ended up in exile. And now we finish Dovah Melech. Now with the next parsha, Kolayim Shalom Echot. Anybody says Shalom Melech sin is also making mistakes. Shemot says, "Loi Hayo Levav Shalom." The pasuk seems to be saying that he was not completely Ima Shalom Lekov. Kilavav Dovah Avi. He wasn't as equal to Dovah his father. So therefore, we touch Kilavav Dovah Avi with Loi Hayo. He wasn't as maybe as bottle as Dovah his father. But like Dovah Melech is working on saying Anochi Telas and so on. But Mechinam Lechot. But a sinner he wasn't. Lamani Mekayim, it says in the pasuk Vayilei Zikna, as when he got older, Shlema, it says Noshav Hitu Es Levav, that the women there influenced him to worship Avodah Zarah, to go after Avodah Zarah. Ahi, it's the same pasuk, Ahi Kiram Nosim, that follows Am Nosim, and this somehow wraps up and brings the whole Gemara back to the beginning about somebody who couldn't, was in a position to protest and didn't. What is the story of Nasr? Nasr Ram Mixiv. He said one pasuk where he says Iknu Shlaim and Nasr Hitus Lavavi. Sounds like he's about to push over to Zora. And then it says Kilvav David Aviv, that he wasn't equal to David. Is Kilvav David Aviv Lahavi? Mechnam Lavin Sin. From Rahachi Kamar. Vahil Eis Zikna Shlaim and Nasr Lavavi. Lech Achim Achim Achim. But he didn't go. They wanted. They tried. Just like David Melech Lasses. They tried. Lalechis, it says the pasuk. They wanted him to go after, but he never went. He didn't succumb. I will see in the of the pasuk that Oz Yivne Shlomo, Shlomo will build Bama. He built these altars Lichmush, Lichmosh Shikutz Moav. He wanted to build for these idols Shebikish Livnas Abalebana. It says Yivne. He will build. He wanted or didn't. El Me'at. If you tell me every time it says Yivne, he will build, but it means it didn't. What about the pasuk where it says Oz Yivne Yeshua when of course Yeshua will build Mizbeach Hashem Lekachi Yisrael Bahar Evo? Did he? Shebikish Livnabana. Ella the bonnet, they obviously did build. New Hochan Amad the bonnet built. Ella Kiritani. I'll give you another answer. We learned of Yeshem, because the bombers are spinning Yishlaim, Ashi, Min, Lahar, Mishcha, that the bombers are around Yishlaim, that on the right side of Har Zaysi, Mashabon, Shloim Mel Chisrol, that Shloim Mel built, La Ashtra, Shikat Sudainim, that he built for these Avodah Zarah. Efshir Bo Osa, Veloy Biram, it says there, that Yeshio destroyed all these Avodah Zarahs that were all over the place. Now the question is, what do you mean? There were kings before him who destroyed Avodah Zarah, right, since the time of Shlomo Melech. Efsheba Asa, the king Asa who destroyed Avodah Zarah, and Veloi Birim, and he didn't destroy them. Or Yehoshaphat, and he also destroyed, he's a tzaddik. Veloi Birim. Acheba Yeshio Birim. Vale kol Avodah Zarah Shebed Yisrael, Asa Yehoshaphat Birim, they destroyed it. Elamakish Rishonim Lacharein, we compare the first to the last. Ma Acharonim Loi Asa. They didn't, Vitola Behen L'Shevach. We said, just like the Yeshua, he didn't actually do most of the work, but because he completed it, he gets all the credit and praise. After Rishonim, also we're telling that. So to the Rishonim, Shlomo Melech didn't build these bummers for the Avodah Zarah, and yet it's recorded as if he did it. Why? Because he could have prevented his wife from doing it, and he didn't, so therefore it's attributed to him. But in another passage it says that Shlomo actually did it, that he did bad. Let's go back to the beginning, because since he wasn't Moicha, that's therefore tantamount to him doing it himself. Says a powerful statement. It would have been far better for Shlomo HaMelech to be a custodian for Avodah Zarah, or a shamish for Avodah Zarah, better than saying the pasuk v'yas harabein Hashem. All he did here was he wasn't meicha, and yet that's worse than had he just been working in a place about the Avodah Zarah. That's how bad it is. If you could have been meicha, you were in a position to be meicha, and you weren't. No, in a way you're worse than the person who doesn't have Avodah. The Ebenezer says in this week's parasha, Lo Signoivu, why it's written in plural is because the person who knows about it could have stopped them is equal to the one who stole. Here it seems as even worse, because the one who did the Aveda has a terrible Yetzirah, can't help himself. Yetzirah Yonsei. But you don't have a Yetzirah for the Aveda. You're not doing it. So you didn't have a Yetzirah. Why didn't you stop him? But in a way, it's more deliberate than the person who actually committed the Aveda. So the person in the position of Michal Gemara learns here is worse, far worse than the person who actually committed Aveda. So Shlomo Melech would have rather been involved in Aveda, dealing with Aveda Zarah, than talking about a case where he could have stopped his wives and he didn't. Talking about his wife, says the Gemara, I'm not sure, but it all happened in Baspari. She brought 1,000 different musical instruments. And she said to him, every musical instrument, this is the music you play here, this is the play here. The kachoyz was on the planet, and he didn't say anything, didn't stop her. When he married Baspari, Yored Gavriel came along. Gavriel, the noat konda beyam, and he put a reed in the sea. And slowly but surely, the sand started to pile up. And there was built this large city of Rome, and it says in this form that this is actually a city. Even though we always say it's Roman Italia, it says it's called Italia Shel Yavon, but it says in other places that this was a city in Yavon in Greece. So whether it was under the empire of Yavon and then the Romans came and took it over, and we're talking about the Roman Rome that we have today, not so clear. Because the Ebenezer writes on Alnados Bavel that all those people who think that Rome is Edom, they don't know what they're talking about. And he has a whole theory there, which is very, very fascinating, Ebenezer, on the capital Tillim of Al-Naras Bovel. The Mastita Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Oysa Yem Shechen Zirav Mishne Eglizov, when he brought the two calves, the golden calves, Echad Bekeves Bedan, Nivna Tzrif Echad, they built one little tent in that corner there, and Zerah Talya Shul Yavin, that's Talya Shul Yavin, and slowly but surely he built up, and that became the Talya of Yavin. Amr Shemon Lachmeini, Amr Rabbi Enesen, whoever said the Yeshua one sin, ain't no toy. Yeshua, it says it was a tzaddik, unbelievable tzaddik. And it says by Yeshua that no one ever was as loyal to Hashem as Yeshua. And then we talk about that he made the first sukkahs ever since Yeshua, which that in itself needs to explanation. But it says in the pasuk there that he was a great man. Shenemar said the pasuk, Yaz HaYosha Be'enei Hashem. He did the right thing in the eyes of the Eibishter. He followed the ways of David his father, and he didn't deviate right or left. Here's another pasuk. The Kamoyu Lahoyu Lefanov Melech, he wasn't before him a king, Asher Shav El Hashem, that did tshuva to the Eibishter. Sounds like that he did tshuva, which means he did sin once upon a time. So everyone answers, no. She called Dayan Shadon. He became a king at the age of 8 years old. Until 8 years old, any judgment that he made, Ben Shmoina Ad Shmoina Esther, from 8 until the 18 years old, because remember they found the Chumash Devarim open. So that's what later on, 10 years later into his reign. And they, or we're not sure, 10 years in his reign or 18 years in his reign. And he learned it properly, and then he realized that some of the psukim he gave over in the past were not right. So, because then he learned Teresh Bapeh as well. So what he did was, he went and reimbursed every person that he paskened, he reimbursed. Not that he took back from the other person, he left where it is, but from his own pocket. Hechzidon lehen, he gave back to them. Sheman, Toyman, Nokum, Azev, and Osadah, he took back from the other person. He took his own money. So that's what he did at Tshuva, because it's not an Aveda. A dying paskens, if he was accepted, or if he's his authority, his psak remains. But he nevertheless went out of his way to pay, reimburse everybody. So from here, some people want to say, you're not allowed to be a dying under 18 years old. Others say this was 18 years into his reign, so he was actually 26 years old when this happened. Upliga the Rav doesn't mean 18 years old, it means 18 years in his reign. Upliga the Rav, this argues the Rav. Amar Rav. Rav says, Ain lo godol bal tshuva yesim Yeshua b'dorei. Yeshua was a great that a king should acknowledge, but he had so many kings who were showing. And he did tshuva, there's nobody greater than that. Then he continued. Then the Rav says, Ve'echad b'doreinu. In fact, in our generation, we also have a tremendous bal tshuva. Amana, who is that? Abba. Avuah de Rabbi Yehuda Abba. Rabbi Yehuda Abba, his father Abba was an unbelievable Baal Tshuva. But others say it wasn't his father, it was his uncle. Achva de Abba, the brother of his father. So his father's name was Abba, and his uncle's name was called Acha, the brother of his father. Interesting names. Avuah de Rabbi Yehuda Abba. Number Mar, Rab Abba and Acha, they're both brothers. And he was a tremendous Baal Tshuva. Amr Rabbi Yisrael said, Oidech, but in our generation also, a man, Ukvin bar Nechemia. Ukvin bar Nechemia, Reish Gelusa. He was a Reish Gelusa. And he has a position of authority, and he did tshuva. Initially, he was not good, but then he did tshuva. Behind him, he's known as Nosin de Tzitzitza, that he had sparks of fire around him, and that could a malach accepted his tshuva, or that a malach touched the hair on his head, called Tzitzis Roshoi, and Tesis brings down, there was a candle always burning on his head. So it's called. He was called Nosin de Tzitzitza, from the fire. Amar Beis HaHavi, Yisivna B'Pirka, I was sitting in yeshiva, b'havu kamenamnim, and I fell asleep. The chazoi b'chum asur nacholim, the kaposhet yodeh v'kibla. He did tshuva, and the malach came and accepted his tshuva. So that completes the agadata, and the agadata here, interesting, has a theme from the beginning to the very end. Hadna loch behema, b'ne behema.